connected with the school more than mm-hmm. you were with the community.
Yeah.
Did you know people from the other high schools?
You know, I knew some. I did theater. And so sometimes through theater, you'd do, like, there'd be conferences or things like that, and you'd meet people from the other ones. And also some kids went to middle school together and would be separate after that, or were at private middle schools or something and then would separate for high school. So you did. I knew a few people from Chattahoochee. I actually don't think I knew anyone from Milton. And, like, I knew a few people. I knew someone who had been expelled from Roswell High School and had to move. That was, like, my biggest connection with Roswell, is that I just knew someone who got expelled from there and they had to go to another school. So the only reason they were anywhere near me. But I think if you did, especially sports, you knew more people too. And I didn't do that because you would see them more frequently because of events. I know my brother, he went to Centennial until 2 years ago. He just transferred to Pace Academy to play basketball. But and he still knows kids from Roswell and Chattahoochee and all of them because he'd played basketball against them, or they'd played in leagues together when they were playing sports in Roswell, just like Roswell recreational leagues. So he, like, knew them kind of. And so he has more friends, I think, from all the different schools than I ever did, because I didn't participate in sports, and theater is a little more isolated than that. So,
are the schools integrated?
Yes. Integrated technically, yes. They do it, though, because really, from my assessment, there's not a lot of African-Americans or any other races in the Roswell area, because it's just a lot of white people. And so a lot of the integration was M-to-M busing, if you ever heard of that, minority to majority, the other way around, whichever one it is. So a lot of the kids that were integrated in the school were from South Fulton, who bus up in the mornings. So the integration was that there, you know, there was black and white and every color people at school, but it was kind of, broken apart. Like, they didn't socialize within each other groups even at that point. There were some kids that did, and a lot of the kids that were black that were socializing with the white kids at school were people that actually lived in the Roswell area and had been born there. And there weren't a lot of them, but there are some of them. But the majority of them were from South Fulton, and they were kind of close with each other because, I mean, they spent, like, 2 hours on the bus together, you know, too. They had a lot more time of, like, contact with each other, where they were, you know, building friendships. Besides, when we had that time, we were, you know, after school in our area, and said they were going back to their area, so they were together. That was a really interesting one of the weirdest or most stark, like, contrast when you could see that there's such a separation there, was at a pep rally one year. We were in the gym, and they have dance teams, all different dance teams, and they had a predominantly black dance team, black and Hispanic dance team, actually. And they came out, and they started dancing to a song, and it was a rap song, but in Roswell, lots of white people know what rap is. It's pretty much a trend nowadays. So everyone was, like, yay, clapping along and dancing and singing. And then they switched to another rap song, which wasn't as mainstream as another rap song. I didn't know what it was, and if you know rap really well, you know what the song is. And you could just, it was very obvious that pretty much all the white kids were just sitting there, like, okay, like, you know, nodding their head because they didn't know the song. And there was a section, there was actually a diagonal across from me, of all black students that's all standing up and dancing and singing along because they knew the song. And it was almost just upsetting to sit there and be, like, this whole gym and this one section was interacting as this group, and the rest of us were as a group, but it was, like, so starkly that, like, they knew what was going on with this, and that they were, like, a community of their own, and we were sitting over here going, we don't know what this song is, and, you know, we're completely out of it, and, oh, my goodness, you know, look how all the black kids aren't sitting with everybody else. They're in their own group. That's kind of upsetting, you know?
Okay. Do you think it was different at the other high schools in Roswell? Were there different proportions of students?
I don't know. I would expect Chattahoochee would have been similar to what I experienced there, just because it's a very similar school to Centennial in a lot of ways. I don't know if in the Milton area there's more African Americans that live there or not. I think there might be, from what I understand in that area, but I don't know it extremely well. And I don't know about Roswell very much at all because it was so far away from me.
Okay.